UN Human Rights High Commissioner Navi Pillay says this deteriorating cycle of violent attacks and reprisals could plunge the Central African Republic into a new conflict. In a statement on Friday, she describes the fighting between ex-Seleka forces and various self-defense groups as extremely worrying. Rupert Colville is spokesperson for the High Commissioner's office, which is based in Geneva.
The latest clashes between ex-Seleka forces and various self-defense groups, who are often known as the Anti-Balaka, are extremely worrying. Such violent incidents have heightened tensions among communities, caused splits along religious and sectarian lines, and could lead to further destabilization across the country. There's also a recent report of a massacre of mostly women and children in a single hut in a village near Boa on the 26th of October. This also illustrates how much the situation is disintegrating.
The UN Human Rights Office says fighting is taking place in other parts of the country, resulting in numerous casualties and widespread displacement. Timothy Indiguidian fled his village in August after it was attacked by armed groups.
We are tired. We are always on the run. Now we want peace and our normal life back.
Last month, senior officials from several UN agencies and international aid groups traveled to the Central African Republic, where half the population, which is just under 5 million, is in need of humanitarian assistance. The World Food Programme reports that more than 1 million people are at risk of hunger. Agency spokesperson Elizabeth Beers says WFP has been providing vital food assistance to approximately 250,000 people.
It's a situation that has been deteriorating very rapidly and is increasingly worrying, and it will only get worse because of the poor harvest. Also due to 6 consecutive months of violence that is only going to continue, poor harvest, and an economy that's already or almost at a stop. The people, farmers, families cannot feed themselves.
WFP is appealing for $20 million so that it can feed 500,000 people in the Central African Republic through April 2014. Deanne Penn, United Nations.